Hello and welcome to the Injustice Radar Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Terabay, and we will be discussing my life as an INTJ, whatever that means. I'm not a scientist. And also things that I experience in my daily life, things that frustrate me, disappoint me. It's one of those personalities that seems to bug people in all the wrong places. So on today's podcast, I'll discuss what happened to me at the HEB grocery store. So let's do this. This is season one, incident one. Very, very scary in terms of what's going on right now in the world with this pandemic. So I've titled this The Grocery Store Horror Show. As much as I hate eating to survive, being that food is my least favorite subject, I must admit I do get hungry. So it's just something that I have to do. And here we go again. Every 10 days to 2 weeks, I suit up in clothes that I don't care about, and I grab that dumb mask. By the way, I only wear that mask when I'm around people. I don't wear it in my car by myself because it's not how it works. I try to park my car away from others and stay away from the compact car parking because I know I'll get upset when I see a truck or an SUV parked there. That's another story. Okay, so you can only enter from one side and exit from the other. I put my mask on and head towards the entrance, avoiding other people getting close to me. There are some workers by the doors. They let you know if you can go in or if you have to wait for someone to leave first. I think they're standing too close to you as you walk inside, but there's a girl working there right inside asking you if you want hand sanitizer, and I'm wondering why there just can't be a sign there, but instead, whatever. I'm getting old now, so I wear glasses. And you know, when you wear a mask, they fog up all the time. It's ridiculous. Well, you can probably guess that no one is keeping the 6 foot social distance at all. It's a free-for-all in there, with the aisles filled up, people walking right past you, reaching for things right next to you. The scary part is walking around a corner of the aisle. You approach with caution, like in a horror movie, before someone walks right into you around the corner, and you're thinking, do I have it now? I try to be respectful of the distance, but it's obvious no one else cares. With crowded aisles and everyone walking too close by you, it seems like a low-budget horror movie. Alright, and now a few things that really bothered me. I'm noticing people wearing masks, but they aren't covering their noses. Why? This isn't how it works at all. Then a lady wearing scrubs, don't get me started on scrubs, she kept following me, aisle to aisle. I finally had to tell her, can you please stop walking next to me? And meanwhile, a pharmacist in a grocery store was leaving work, walking down the bread aisle, and another lady walks right up to her and reached for the bread right across her. And the pharmacist says, too close, too close. And the other lady yells at her, if you're too scared, then stay home. And there you have it. This is the human behavior in stressful situations. And back to my story. I'm finally checking out, and I hear someone saying, excuse me, excuse me. And I turn around, and this woman walks literally right next to me in the checkout line. She's not even wearing a mask at all. No idea how that happened. I mean, come on. So I guess she forgot something and didn't bother to put her mask back on when she came back in the store. Okay, well, let's wrap this up. We have all these rules, but it's clear people are having problems following them. I'm so disappointed in humans during this time, but being in isolation helps me in some strange way, I guess. I'm more comfortable by myself, that's for sure. I just want to say, buying food to survive shouldn't be a life risk, but in these days, you have to be extra careful. All right, well, I'll be releasing episodes as frustrations boil up, and I'll let them out here for anyone who shares my disappointments. Thanks for everyone for listening to the Injustice Radar. You can also follow on Instagram and Twitter. Stay safe.